This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we pointed out how Peter amplified the focus of what he was sharing in chapter 1 of 2 Peter. He wanted them to understand what goes into experiencing real, vital, mature Christianity. In the first half of the chapter, he amplifies this focus by giving the key, experientially knowing Jesus Christ better and better each day. Now let's begin amplifying the points he makes regarding how to discover and use this key. In Peter's life, he saw and heard things firsthand. That left an indelible impression on his mind and heart. He would never forget those experiences. The more he reflected on them, the more he realized they were in direct fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. Now he wants fellow believers to become familiar with the same things he experienced. They already knew these things and had trusted in Jesus Christ for their salvation. After trusting in Jesus Christ, they were taught and firmly established in the truth. If they were familiar with the truth and firmly established in it, why this need for repetition? He answers this question in verses 13 through 15. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus has made clear to me, and I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. Here it is. Remind those you disciple in order to refresh their memory, so they will always remember what you taught them throughout their lifetime. That's a point that all of us would be wise to keep in mind for our Christian growth to continue.